It was a meeting of church and state to improve police and community relations in New York City. For nearly 2 hours today, leaders from City Hall and the city's faith community gathered in the Midtown home of Cardinal Timothy Dolan, head of the Catholic Church in New York. And they say it was just the beginning of their dialogue. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
The meeting, called an interfaith roundtable, was closed to press. But Monsignor Kevin Sullivan, head of Catholic Charities, says it was an informal affair. They weren't even sitting at an actual table.
Just sitting in a circle, so obviously the mayor's there and the cardinal's there, so that's kind of the focus of the room, but they were next to each other.
Sullivan was one of a dozen faith leaders, along with Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, Chief of Department Philip Banks, and the Reverend Al Sharpton at the meeting hosted by Dolan at his residence near St. Patrick's Cathedral, which is currently under renovation. The attendees reconvened afterwards across the street in the courtyard of the Palace Hotel. There were Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faith leaders, but no women except for First Lady Shirlane McCray.
This is a group that is representative of so many neighborhoods and communities, and is just the beginning, but they will be getting the word out and there will be women involved in the deepest levels, and I will make sure of that.
It was described as the first in a series of conversations between the city and faith leaders on how to strengthen police and community relations. There was talk of healing, reconciliation, and opportunities for faith communities to invite law enforcement officers to their houses of worship to say thank you. Commissioner Bratton, who referenced his motto, protect and respect, says it's important to remember that it goes both ways.
The idea that we have to have a mutual respect for the law. The police, that when we enforce it, we do it lawfully, respectfully, consistently. And the public have a respect for the law that they obey it.
Organizers say the meeting was planned shortly after the death of Eric Garner from an alleged chokehold by police in Staten Island. While Mayor de Blasio said the recent violent protests in Ferguson, Missouri, where an unarmed man was killed by police, were not explicitly the topic of this meeting, they were top of mind for many of the participants, like Reverend Al Sharpton.
When I flew back the other day, I thought about how different it was that we're going to sit in the Cardinal's residence than what I saw in the streets of Ferguson. This is a defining moment in this country.
And in this city. Sharpton and three others from the meeting plan to march against police brutality on Staten Island Saturday. De Blasio says any act of violence by the protesters or the NYPD will not be tolerated. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.